fishing pole. There's a soldier hugging his dad after getting home. There's a man in his overalls plowing across his piece of ground. You don't have to look far, all you gotta do is look around. This is NRA country, we love the stars and stripes. This is NRA country, we love the outdoor life. We hunt and fish and teach our kids not to live life in a hurry. It's where I was raised, this is NRA.
Welcome back, little NRA country. Welcome to the bunker and the campfire. This is your host, Ray I, here with Peanut. And I got old Kevy Kev over here this morning running the board, doing a great job, even though he was up a little late last night. But appreciate his work this morning. Beautiful Saturday morning in the outdoors. A lot of you are probably out there fishing today. I know a lot of you are scouting turkeys for those kids. We've got youth season coming up real soon, and just wanted to welcome you all back to the campfire. We got a special guest. We're going to talk a little trout fishing, so we're going to play a little intro right now, a little music, a little song for this guy.
Got up at dawn just to be out on the water. The weatherman said hot and getting hotter, but he didn't say nothing about it raining like hell. Always. A bad day of fishing beats a good day of anything else. And a big one on in man.
Yeah, baby, a little fishing. We're going to talk some fishing. We're going to run out and grab a great friend of mine, Damon Spurgeon. He's with Cardiac Mountain Outfitters and quite the trout guy. Kind of a handsome young man. The youth has taken over, Kevy Kev. I guess old guys are going to have to kind of step to the side, you know? And for you texting me, the Vogelbogger's not in the studio this morning. He's not here, so that's why I read the news, and it was award-winning if you missed it. But right now, we're going to go out and grab Damon's birds. Hey, Damon, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I know I've been watching you a little bit on Facebook and talking to Cooper a little bit. You've been kind of a busy boy.
Absolutely. The month of March kind of kicks everything off as far as trout fishing goes here in the state of Missouri. But I think a lot of the weather, you know, as moody as it is here in March, it kind of keeps the crowds down a little bit and the diehards go, but it's starting to pick up steam.
All right. So for our listeners that maybe don't know who you are a trout fishing dude, man. I mean, you do the fly rod thing and all that fun stuff. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about your outfitting business, and then we're going to ask you to give them a few tips about fishing.
Okay. It's kind of been, an idea I've tossed around in the past of opening a little something. And you know, Missouri's got a lot of resources that, especially where I'm from here in Phelps County, that's easy to take for granted. But we have ample amount of resources. Now, obviously, it'll never be in Alaska or Colorado, but as far as the Midwest goes, it's an extremely good time in places not very far just out from your front door. I opened Cardiac Mountain Outfitters with kind of the idea to take anybody thinks of fly fishing. There's a lot of intimidation factors, whether it be knowledge or especially cost. Anymore, it seems like the cost of things have just skyrocketed. Basically, kind of a mission statement is want to help the veterans, for one, being a veteran myself, that any full or half-day trips, I give 20% discount for any retired or active duty soldiers. And then basically I just want to give people, especially beginners, kind of a arrow of confidence to put in their quiver, to where if they go on the water one or two times with me, you know, they're able to go by themselves, you know, and eventually catch that first fish by themselves, or teach their sons or their daughters. And that's something, you know, that really means a lot to me, which is always good to see. The most important thing to anybody that's just getting involved is if you see $1,000 for a fly, you do not need a $1,000 fly rod in order to be successful and just have an enjoyable time on the water.
What is the difference in fishing like the trout parks, like Merrimack Springs and things like that, fishing a stream like, let's go down to Current River, lower Current River, or the 11 Point River? Is there a big difference in fishing trout with fly rods in those areas?
There's quite a bit of difference. And you've got the Roaring River State Park down in Cassville, southern Missouri. Montauk State Park, of course, there in Missoula, in between Salem and Licking, and Bennett Springs Park in Lebanon, and Merrimack Springs Park. Merrimack Springs Park is different. It's privately owned by the James Foundation, but it's NBC ran and stocked and controlled. And basically what those parks do is it's catch and keep. Limits four fish. Merrimack Springs Park, there is a fee to get into the park to buy a season pass. Those are basically kind of cordoned off, certain baits in certain areas and things like that. Of all the parks, Merrimack Springs Park, you know, everybody's going to have their favorite, but Merrimack Springs Park is the closest to me, so it's near and dear to my heart.
Right.
But it's probably the smallest of all of them. But you're able to do some things. Now, as far as the rivers outside of the parks, they're broken into blue, white, and red ribbon areas.
Okay.
And basically, the blue ribbon areas are a lot of the smaller streams, the Little Piney, the Mill Creek there by Newburgh, things like that. And what that blue ribbon means is they're able to reproduce naturally. You know, the water stays cool enough and things like that. So there is wild trout in those areas. Now, whenever you speak of the wild trout, it's a completely different ball game. You know, as far as it's kind of involved a little bit of the turkey hunting mentality, Ray.
Okay.
You know, with the natural camouflage and things like that. And white ribbon and red ribbon are pretty well the same. They're cold water streams. They're high quality habitat. And MDC does an absolutely phenomenal job of running studies on these waters and things like that. And I firmly believe there's a little bit of natural reproduction in those areas. But they go ahead and have certain times of the year. Well, they'll stock rainbows in some, you know, on the North Fork, stock browns in the Current and browns in the Merrimack. And that really helps people, you know, get away from the crowds and kind of open things up. And it gives me a good opportunity to bring especially first-time clients down. And you know, there's enough room and kind of take the factor of not hooking somebody, you know, on their back cast and things
right.
like that. So it definitely works out.
Yeah, that's a better experience, isn't it, too? I mean, on the river like that, instead of big crowds in a contained area, they're out in the wild. They see the bluffs and all the pretty scenery and get to fish the wild fish in the water. That's cool.
It is the definite total package.
Yeah.
Sure.
What kind of tip do you give them for catching a trout or throwing with a fly rod? What kind of fly do you use? I bet that's a wide open thing, isn't it?
It is. You know, everybody's got their favorite lure, and, you know, you can get down into the certain hatches and things like that. But really, we've been blessed the past two springs. You know, finally we got the so badly needed rain that it avoided us for so long. But streams right now are in great shape, you know. And one tip I can give anybody that if you do go in these streams, especially after high water, just be cognizant of that. I've already seen a little bit of it this spring, you know, and when that water gets up, it changes things. You know, it may be deeper in one area than it was before, and seen several people fall, and that's never a good experience. But basically, I see a lot of people overthink that. You know, they keep chipping away at that wheel. And, you know, really, whenever it comes down to trout, you're not building a watch. You know, especially if you're fishing a Merrimack River and you're outside the park, primarily 90% of the people inside the park are going to be using bait. So if they hook a fish, if they miss a fish, that bait's going to come off, and it's going to, you know, all the current's pushing down into the river. Those fish are obviously going to eat that bait that comes down. So all you have to do is, all it is a color thing. And just match the color of whatever bait that is and drift it through there, and you'll be successful. You may not tear it up. Some days you will, some days you won't, but that's fishing for anything, you know. So it's definitely a little bit different as far as the finesse factor, too, with lighter lines and things like that. And 2-pound lines, which is kind of crazy to think about, but trout and their eyesight, of course, that's kind of unavoidable. So.
Yeah.
Basically, Ray, what we've got on tap is I offer a 6-hour day because 4 hours is never enough.
Right.
With the 6-hour day, lunch is provided, you know, by Chef Damon, which is everything I make. I'm not as good a cook as you, Ray, but on that 6-hour trip, you know, of course, lunch is provided. It's up to them. You know, I usually kind of ask them what they, you know, what they like, what they don't like, things like that. And, of course, snacks and water. Half-day trip is 3 hours. That's not lunch provided, but we will provide the snacks and things like that. But something I'm most excited about is once we get our licensing through the National Park, the Ozark National Scenic Riverways, we are going to offer multiple day floats. And by multiple day floats, we may use canoes, may use drift boats. It depends on the water levels. All the camping gear, all the food, of course, the cooks, the guides, will be provided, and then it'll give you the experience 2 or 3 days or whatever you choose to do. We'll set up camp, we'll cook for you, we'll fly fish the whole way through, and kind of have designated points where good. So I'm really, really excited.
Cool.
As far as I know, I'm not sure if anybody does that or has done that in the past. So I'm really, really excited about that.
That is really cool. Give us some contact information. How can people get a hold of you, book a trout trip with you or get information? Or
you can call me directly at 573-263-9776. Right now, the website's being built.
Okay.
So as soon as we get that up, but for the time being, you can look up Cardiac Mountain Outfitters LLC on Facebook.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff, Damon. Appreciate you coming on the show with us this morning, man. That's
absolutely
good information.
I appreciate you having me.
Well, we're gonna have to start getting you on more often and have you do some fishing reports for us. On some shows. Can we do that? Okay. All right.
I can do it.
All right. Well, good fishing and have a great time out there. And thank you again for coming on the show and sharing your information. And we'll see you down the road, my friend.
Okay. Sounds good.
See you, brother. Damon Spurgeon. What good interview there, Kev. Good information. Okay, brother. Why don't you take us into break?
Bad day of fishing beats a good day of anything else. And a big one.